second guess me. No, no. Confessions of a train wreck. Commandment number 131. Thou shalt remember that when in doubt, sing it out. Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to what I truly hope is your favourite podcast, Confessions of a Trainwreck. I'm Phoebe, your podcast host and resident trainwreck, who is also delighted to be bringing you a very lighthearted episode this week, because I honestly believe that is what the world needs more of right now. This week's episode was actually inspired by one of my favourite movies of all time, The Sound of Music. I was honestly so obsessed with that movie when I was like 5 that I only answered to the name Maria, and I literally called my mum Captain Von Trapp. There's actually a home movie of me somewhere reenacting the entire Sound of Music soundtrack in my lounge room, which I'm sure comes at absolutely no surprise to those of you who know me. My dad was also in intensive care for a few months, and we actually played him that soundtrack while he was in the hospital, much to the staff's dismay, I'm sure. Needless to say, that movie's had a very profound impact on my life, which brings me back to the point of this week's episode. So to cut a very, very long story short, the other day I was in an absolutely awful mood, and I just had a really bad couple of days, and I was just feeling really negative. So I went to one of my favourite playlists, which is called My Life is a Musical, and I listened to the song These Are a Few of My Favourite Things from the Sound of Music soundtrack. And basically, if you haven't heard it, A, what is wrong with you? And B, in a nutshell, there's like a really bad storm and all the kids are scared, so Maria teaches them to list out a few of their favourite things when they feel sad, and then they don't feel so bad. So this week, I've invited my good friend and trainwreck veteran, Sammy Rose, back to the podcast, and we're going to share a few of our favourite things.
Oh, mine's empty.
Mine too.
Is it bad luck to cheers?
With an empty can?
Oh, maybe we should have filled up again.
It's actually so weird that we're doing this with lemonade, because last time we did this, it was with wine, and not just a little bit of wine. It was like a lot of wine.
So much wine. I feel like this is a much healthier alternative. Zero sugar. It's a natural lemonade.
And I need to say, this is actually the most delicious thing I've ever tasted. As you pointed out, it's called Famous Soda
this
Co.
This is not an ad.
This is not an ad at all.
This is really delicious. It tastes like Fairy Floss Super Dupers.
And it's got zero sugar. It's Australian made. It comes in a pink can.
Can this be an ad?
Writing.
Famous Soda Co. People, hit us up. We will be sponsored happily.
I'm going to slide into their DMs literally after this.
We should like boomerang send it to them and be like, hi, we'd be great spokespeople for your super duper lemonade.
I'm putting it on my to-do list for tomorrow. So welcome back to the podcast, Sammy.
Thanks.
I feel like you've been on that many times now that you probably could warrant your own whole season.
Yeah.
Made out of all of the episodes that you've been on.
We should like create a playlist where it just like groups all of mine together.
It doesn't do that on
YouTube.
Oh, you know. That's true. The little playlist. Yeah.
We could still create an entire album of all these tracks.
But plot twist, this time it's not about health and fitness. And I feel like every time we've done an episode previously, it's always been kind of health and fitness slanted.
Yeah.
But today, what I want to talk to you about is actually inspired by my favorite movie of all time, which is The Sound of Music.
Love it.
And I've been having a really just like neggy couple of days, like a really low week. And when I'm having a low time, one of the things that I always do is go straight from my playlist, My Life is a Musical, because I'm very uplifted by musicals and Disney songs and soundtracks to my favorite movies. Of course, one of which is The Sound of Music. And I was listening to that song, These Are a Few of My Favorite Things, you know, like raindrops and roses and you know what it is. And it made me think that sometimes it is that easy just to make a list of your favorite things and to think about them and to do them when you're feeling sad, and then you won't be sad anymore.
100%. It's actually a thing though. It's science.
And you can say this now because you are practically qualified.
Almost certified as a counsellor. I have a few more placement hours to do, but I am almost done. So I will technically be a mental health professional very soon. But yeah, this is something that I do with my clients. So I already have counselling clients that, you know, I'm supervised and all that stuff, as well as like my coaching clients. But I have them do like gratitude lists really often. And it's one of those things that like it seems so woo-woo and surface level, but it actually isn't. Because it, you know, it stimulates dopamine in your brain. Like, that's going to make you happier, which is, like, it's a, you know, a biological thing. Then there's been heaps of studies, too, about, like, journaling. There was one, actually, that said something about it was, like, it could reduce depressive symptoms by over, like, 30% or 35% or something. If they were, I think they tested them journaling every day for 2 weeks or something, doing, like, yeah, just a list of things they were grateful for the day. And they, like, measured their brainwaves and all that stuff. And, yeah, it was crazy, like, the amount of improvement they reported. And there's, like, heaps of benefits to sleep and stuff, too.
Well, God knows we all need that, don't we? Especially me, this old troubled sleeper.
Yeah. Do you actually struggle, like, getting to sleep? Yeah, you don't, you 100%. Can't switch your brain off?
And especially, it's been really, really bad this week. So it comes, I know that, like, when I have times of, like, peak anxiety, the first thing to go is always my sleep. And I have a really, 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 really hard time falling asleep. And I'll always wake up at 3 a.m.
With, like, heart palpitation, like, stress kind of, like, jolting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I speak to my doctor about it. He's aware of it. But, yeah, it is just during those, like, you know, we all have those times.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, like, every single day.
Yeah. Well, that's not good, though.
No. But the reason I wanted to get you on today is because we wrote a favorite things list of our own. And I feel like it's just one of those cute little things that you can store in the notes section of your phone, and you can just draw upon it when you're feeling not so great.
Yeah, for sure.
It kind of is like a gratitude list, but I like the concept of a gratitude practice, but it's a bit woo-woo for me. Like, for me personally, writing down 3 things I'm grateful for a day, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
And I know it works for a lot of people, and I'm not judging you if that's what you do, but personally, that does not work for me.
Yeah.
But this is kind of like a gratitude list.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just call it a favorite things list. If you're not into woo-woo, it's a favorite things list that cheers you up. You can just read it at night real quick if you've had a shitty day, or just think of a couple more favorite things. It doesn't have to be, I am grateful for the earth. They're holding crystals and shit. Like, it's fine. Like, you could be like, one of my favorite things today was that some kid smiled at me and it was really cute. You know?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
Just, you got to get the woo-woo out of your brain. It doesn't have to be that woo-woo.
No, exactly.
It's just something that makes you happy. It makes you go to bed thinking of something more positive. It kind of gives you a disconnect from the day and just, like, get some nice things out onto paper or read something you've already written.
It just reminds feels you so of the good. little bliss parts of life.
Yeah, well, sometimes life can be shitty, especially this year, and it's so easy to get overwhelmed with the negative stuff, especially if you struggle with anxiety or depression or anything that kind of has those really intrusive, overwhelming thoughts. It's like, it can be really hard to switch those off.
Mm.
And if you're a really fast-paced person and you're, like, working, then going to the gym, then going doing this, going doing that, it's like, you don't know how to switch your brain off, and you go to bed
and it's racing. That's exactly it. And I used to say that all the time, that I used to hate being alone with my own thoughts. So I fill up my days to capacity. So they're absolutely packed. And then I lie down on my pillow and I'm like, oh, here come the barrage of thoughts that have probably been, like, swirling in my brain for this whole day, but I haven't actually actively had the time to think about them.
Okay. So you need a bit of work. You need, like, 10 minutes of journaling, brain dump all your negatives out, reframe those stuff. Let me counsel you.
I do. We'll come back. I'm going to book in for a session with you soon.
Not kidding. And then you finish with, like, 3 of your favorite things to flip it around. Amazing. Close that chapter of the day, close your journal, get it out of your room, and go to bed.
And have some sleep.
Yeah.
So fun. Well, should we just go back and forth then?
Yeah.
One for one.
Yeah, I want to hear yours.
Okay, I'll start with one of mine. And this is one of my favorite things in the whole entire world. And that is getting into clean sheets with freshly shaved legs and freshly washed hair.
The smoothest. I love that. Especially if you have good sheets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't be like Kmart sheets.
No. No, draw the line. And that used to be something that I used to do every single Sunday night. And it was kind of like my start of the week cleanse or, like, ritual that just made me feel like I semi had my shit together.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't. It's a very small thing you can do, like, a very small win almost,
yeah,
to make you just feel good.
Yeah, I love that, especially if they smell really good, your sheets.
And just, I can actually physically feel the feeling of that sheet going over your smooth leg.
Mm-hmm. My boyfriend has really good sheets, and I'm like, I just wish that I would splurge. Like, he just, like, really went all out on the bedding.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I've actually been wanting to buy for so long a set from Bed Threads.
Ooh.
But it's, like, $450. Ooh, it's, yeah, like a...
Yeah, maybe that's a lot of money. Maybe we'll stick with the Kmart. Yeah. That's so fine. That's more budget friendly. Well, good bedding was on my list also, but more like a really good mattress, you know, when they're really fluffy and you just lie in there and it's like a cloud.
Yes.
Can't relate. My bed's not that good. Yeah. But that's why I just say my boyfriend's all the time, because I'm like, you have a very expensive mattress,
yes,
really nice sheets, mm-hmm, like, love it. He washes them all the time, is very on top of it. I'm like, this is great.
That's a dream.
I know. I'm just like moving in day by day, slowly, just leaving all my things there.
Do it. First, just start with a drawer.
Yeah.
Then two drawers. Just then like half take the open cupboard. Yeah. Then the bathroom cupboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Then the kitchen. Then just start parking your car in his garage.
He'll never know. I'm already there like more than half of the week. It's fine. Seamless transition.
Oh. My next one is the very first sip of my morning coffee.
Just hits different.
And for me, it is a complete immersive sensory experience. Mm. Like, I love every part of that morning coffee.
Yeah.
I love the anticipation of when you make your order and you know it's only 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Then I love the feel of the warm coffee cup in my hand.
Yeah,
then
that's
I love
a good
the
one.
Smell as you're lifting it
Do
up.
Do you always go to the same place?
Yes.
Mm.
And then I love the feel of the warm coffee going down my throat.
You're like mindfully enjoying that coffee, like,
and
every sensory.
Yeah,
experience.
And because I've really brought myself back, I used to be like so wide on 5 coffees a day. I only have 1 coffee a day now, so I really look forward to it.
Mm.
But now I can't decide whether the favorite part of my day is my morning coffee or my dessert ice cream. I honestly am conflicted.
Why
between
not both?
Okay. It's a
That's
tie.
Fine. It's like a bookends. You start and you finish every day with something that you really love. I love that.
Good.
My next one is anything with sprinkles. Not hundreds and thousands. Wait, not the liney ones. Like, what's the difference? Which ones are the good ones?
I think sprinkles are the little liney ones,
oh,
and hundreds and thousands of little balls.
Okay, flip it. The balls. I
love
the
balls.
The hundreds and thousands.
I have them in the cupboard.
They're so good.
I put them on everything.
Right?
How bomb is fairy bread?
Like, fresh bread, butter, hundreds and thousands, not the liney sprinkles. Do you know what sprinkles are great on? Pikelets, the already made ones from like Woolies or Coles, like just even just a cheap brand.
Yeah.
Little bit of butter, put your hundreds and thousands on. It's like it takes you back to like 5 years old at like parties.
Yum.
And stuff. It's so good.
My old housemate used to make fairy bread with Nutella instead of butter.
Oh, I can't get behind that. I don't do Nutella.
Really?
No, I hate hazelnut. I know people
do
always think I'm so weird.
That's not weird. I don't think that's super weird.
In a nut mix, I pick out the hazelnut. I'm like, this is rank.
Really?
It's not for me.
Ooh,
no.
I love that sprinkles one because I am much the same.
Mm.
Much the
like
same.
Sprinkles, you know?
My next one is the pop of a champagne bottle. I
Cute.
Feel like it's such
it's
a fun and celebratory noise.
Yeah.
And you know that after you hear that sound, there's going to be some fun had.
Yeah,
also,
for sure.
Also, I genuinely love the taste of champagne.
Yeah, I don't really actually like champagne. It's
don't
too
you?
Dry for me and it makes me really hungover.
It does. It
yeah.
just hits faster.
I can do like mimosas. I'm here
Ooh,
for that.
Love a mimosa.
Mm. Mm. Well, on the topic of alcohol, espresso martinis, that's definitely a favorite thing for me. That
really?
That would have to be... I would say if I had 2 cocktails that would be my go-to, espresso martini would be one, and like some kind of like flavored mojito would be the other,
Ooh.
Like a passion fruit mojito.
Interesting. Mm. I used to really get around the espresso martinis in a big, big, big way, but I must have had a really bad experience last time I had one or something, because now... It must have been like, you know, sometimes you can get the really sugary syrupy ones and they're not
yeah,
very nice.
They're not always good ones,
yeah.
But I do always enjoy them.
Cocktails.
Mm.
Okay, well, if
What's
we're going
to
say a cocktail, my
Watermelon
favorite
mug.
Is a normal mug, a Tommy's mug.
Mm-hmm.
They do a really good at same, a sriracha mug, which is like a spicy mug.
Oh, no.
It's so nice. But also I can't go past my signature Aperol Spritz with an olive in it. I feel like that
Wait,
is my signature classic drink.
Who was saying that the other day?
It's the authentic Italian way to make them. And if I go somewhere and I order an Aperol and it comes without an olive,
Did you
I'll
say
request
this on
an
another
olive.
Podcast? Oh, that
Probably.
Must have been who I
yeah.
heard it. I was like...
What freak did I hear this from? On the
yeah.
side, it was you.
Because I was like, I'd never heard that before.
Yeah.
And I had them in Italy and I don't think they put an olive in
really?
It.
Really?
Maybe they did.
I even Googled this, and apparently it is your authentic Italian way.
They probably did, and I just, like, picked it out and gave it to Reese because I'm like, I fucking hate olives. Take it away.
Oh, I love them.
Is it my turn or your turn? Your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
The color pink.
Yeah, you're such a pink
person. I am such a bowel bird to the color pink. Like, yeah. Honestly, can I even just explain to you that these lemonade cans that we spoke about earlier in the episode...
They're not sponsored, but we're hoping next episode.
They're not sponsored, but the reason I found them is I was walking through the drink aisle at Coles, and it just happened to caught my eye. Like, this beautiful little... Because it's this... It's the perfect pink. It's like a pastel matte really pink. Cute.
With like rose gold writing.
Yeah, and I looked at it very and I was so drawn to it. And I'm so glad that the pink lover in me, the inner Elle Woods, like my whole wardrobe is practically pink.
Yeah.
It's, I just, that's it, not makes a word me of a lie. So happy. My every desk I have in an office, people think that there's a child sitting at that desk because it's like pink everywhere. Princess shit, tiaras, glitter.
You are very like childlike in that way, in a good way. Like, I love it. Like, I you love color and like sparkles and it's very extra.
Unicorns.
Yeah, but I love that about you.
I'm still mad at Chobani for not sponsoring me for the unicorn.
I gave debacle. You that.
You did.
Like, what would you be right now if you never were introduced to unicorn Chobanis? I tell you,
Chobani, if you're listening, pull your finger out.
Yeah, God.
Okay, your turn.
My turn. Ooh, which one do I pick next? Ooh, I love the smell of fresh basil, like a bunch of fresh basil. I just
We have a basil plant on the balcony.
Oh,
I'll take you for a little whiff before you go.
Oh my God, yes, I'll have a smell. I love it. One of my ex-boyfriends used to buy me bunches of basil instead of flowers because I hate flowers.
Do you?
I mean, I love, like, they're beautiful, but I just don't see the value in them because they just sit there for a few days, they die. You know, it's like, it's nice, but they're so expensive for like a week. Yep. Maybe dried flowers, that's a thing now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he used to, like, when I was having a shit day, he would buy me a bunch of basil. It was really cute.
That is so sweet.
I know, bless. It was very thoughtful, but I'm like, I just love the smell of basil. Mm. Like a whole bunch from like fresh.
Ugh. Yeah.
And it's so weird because I actually never even used to like basil. Like, when I was growing up, because I'm Italian, my mum would always make pesto and I'd be like, ew, I don't want green pasta. I'll have the red pasta. And so she used to have to make me like a separate...
Tomato sauce pasta.
Yeah, it was...
Oh,
yeah.
They're good to us, aren't they?
Bless
That's
me,
a good
mom.
One.
Yeah.
My next one is the feeling of when you've just taken off all of your makeup at the end of a day.
Oh, how good is that? Especially if you've had eyelashes on.
So blissful. Like, there is nothing that feels better to me than having a clean face.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know if it's like a ceremonious thing that girls do, like wiping off the day to go to bed or whatever it is. But I just, it's the first thing I do when I get home from work or the gym or whatever it is, home at nighttime. I'll like either quickly jump in the shower or at least bare minimum makeup wipe and then cleanse and tone and all that stuff to my face. And
do you do like just full skincare routine?
No. I really need to start I'm now 31 and, you know, I think that's when your skin really starts to rapidly go downhill fast.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Mm. I've definitely
I do really, really love oils.
Yeah.
I really love oils.
I use the go-to one. See, I went and bought all the stuff and I was like, cool, I'll get the lotion, I'll get the serum, I'll get this and that. I don't even use it.
I know.
And I'm like, what a waste. But I do use the oil.
Yeah.
I always cleanse my face. I don't like have like a tone. Is tone still a thing?
I don't
think
you tone
your face anymore.
No.
I don't think that's a thing. But yeah,
it's just
always
that thing
use
that,
the
like,
oil.
With the, did you grow up with the Clinique 3-step?
Yeah.
Skincare
well,
regime?
No, hold on. I couldn't afford Clinique. I had the Clean and Clear for most of my life. 3-step routine in the little 3-pack. And then I did progress, you know, in my early 20s to the Clinique. But I always bought it when they had that little free gift bag, you know. You couldn't buy Clinique unless it was from Maya when you got the free gift bag.
Absolutely.
But, you know, anyway. Agree. It's a great feeling. Well, like, following on from that feeling, hot shower and then, like, scented lotion. Do you ever use, like, really, like, super scented moisturizer?
I love Palmer's Cocoa Butter.
Yeah,
because
that
it smells like
good.
Chocolatey cocoa.
Yeah.
But I think that people either love it or hate it because I know a lot of people that when I put it on, like, if I get ready at the gym or something after work, after the gym and before work, and I put it on, some people are like, yuck, that stinks. Because it is very, it's a very strong smell, a very strong chocolatey smell.
Yeah. My one that I love, which my housemate Tori actually told me about a while ago, and I've been using it for like probably a year, it's from Lush. It's called Sleepy, and it's like a lavender lotion you're meant to put on before bed, and it's like really calming.
I have a bottle of lavender oil beside my bed and I dab a little bit on my temples because my mom used to do that to us when we were little.
Oh, that's cute.
But apparently lavender is supposed to draw out emotion too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I don't want to draw it out. I want it to spread
it. You can't just keep bottling up your feelings. Oh my God. I wish that I wasn't your friend so that I could be your counselor because girlfriend, you need me. I'll just give you like unofficial mental health assistance as a friend.
Well, I told you, I tried to get into a psychologist a few months ago and no one's taking new clients until February.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Anyway, I'm going to just make you do woo-woo things until you crack.
I love that. Please do. Keep going.
No, well, this, the Lush Sleepy Lotion, like, highly recommend. It's just, like, the most amazing. And it's really thick. So, like, I just love having, like, a really hot-ass shower and then just putting that lotion on. And then, like, I don't sleep in pajamas. I just sleep in, like, undies. But I'll put my, like, robe on as I, like, get back into my room. And I'm like... And then I slide in onto my, like, fresh sheets and it's like it all goes together.
And then when you wake up the next day, your skin is so soft and hydrated. Yeah. Like, I think my face skin looks the best when I wake up in the morning for some reason. Maybe because it's, like, you've just rejuvenated it through sleep or it's, like, clean.
Like,
or
suffocated it with makeup.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it just – it's that's why sometimes I hate that you – get ready and then put makeup on.
No, I love makeup.
It's true.
It's fun.
My next one is, and this is a bit cute.
Okay.
Seeing a notification from somebody that you really like.
Oh, that's cute. Oh.
You know, like when you're dating someone and like their name pops up on your phone. You're like,
even
sometimes when my boyfriend still texts me, I'm like, yeah. Or like, it's not even just like romantic people. Yeah. It's like, I have this one friend, Nicola, and she only tags me in the best memes on Instagram and Facebook. So when I see a notification from her, I'm like, shit, yeah, come on, girl. This is it. I'm so hyped. I'm so ready for this. But I feel like, you know, when you just see those notifications and everyone has those notifications.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I actually read this really corny quote one time that was like, you are my favorite notification. And I was like, that is so cute.
That's really cute. They should put that on like a card. Like a Hallmark card, you know?
Maybe we should make a line of cards.
Or like cute little like framed things for like we should make one for Nicola and put on her desk.
Yes. That is cute.
You should give it to her for Christmas. Nicola, don't listen to this. Block your ears.
I don't think she will.
That would be really cute. You should do that. That would
be so cute.
Bless. Okay, well, my next one, I kind of already told you that I love jasmine flowers because as I walked into your apartment, you have them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved the smell of jasmine flowers. And I think it's because we had them when I was like a kid in the very first house that I lived in with my parents. Mm. And like, it was just such a good, like when I was like little, like 5, 6, like playing in the gardens, like we had a whole thing of jasmine flowers in like the back corner. And now every time I smell jasmine flowers, it's just like such a nostalgic, like beautiful. And they just smell amazing.
They smell so good.
And I feel like I always seem to see them like on holidays as well. Like I always come across them in like random countries and I'm just like, oh, they smell so good.
Yeah.
I love jasmine flowers.
I'm going to roll off the back of that and say jasmine. I mean, jacarandas.
Oh, they're so pretty.
I'm going to roll off the back of Jasmine and say, Jasmine, your face, you're like, sorry, what now? I meant jacarandas because especially around they this suburb.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God. They're gorgeous. God, they are so
Well, you know I love
so
purple.
Beautiful,
so.
Yes.
New Farm Park, they're so pretty there.
I know, but do you know, it's actually so funny. Literally today, I read an article on news.com. There's apparently this really bougie suburb in Sydney. I think it's somewhere near Kirribilli.
Mm-hmm.
And when jacaranda season comes up in like October, the streets get so chock full of cars because influencers and stuff come and take heaps of photos there.
Oh.
And on the weekend they had to get the police out because there was like traffic jams and fights and there was litter everywhere. Literally for people trying to fight with each other to get photos of the jacaranda street.
That's the worst.
Which I get because they're so pretty.
Yeah. There's so many places like that though where people just go just for their like selfies and stuff and it gets like... Really cranky. Yeah, like the what's that like street in London, you know, with all the cute little houses in like Notting Hill.
Yes,
get so pissy and they're like, can you get off our fucking doorstep?
Well, can you imagine living there permanently and then having like the foot traffic, the noise, the litter,
And the one there's like one house that has like a bright pink door And they
I know the one, I've seen it on Instagram.
Yeah, everyone and there's no fence, so you can go all the way up to the door. And so how annoying if you're home and there's just like bitches on your doorstep.
That's like, you know, in New York, they've got Carrie Bradshaw's apartment.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like blocked off.
It's blocked off now because someone actually lives there. Yeah. And the inside of it, that wasn't where they actually filmed Sex and the City. It was just the outside.
But also, like, why would you buy that apartment if you were that much of a Grinch? Like, come on, don't kill everyone's buzz. Like, leave it. That's like, do you know what
the most really famous apartment in the world?
Totally sidetracked, but I effing hate, I don't want to get too passionate, if you live on a street that does Christmas lights and you don't do Christmas lights, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
you would be well aware of that when you buy the house.
You know that every year the street does Christmas lights and you don't do it.
I can't wait to do the Christmas lights.
Oh my God, can we go together? I feel like it would be really fun because no one else sings.
Oh, I 100% will. You know I have a whole playlist.
On the way.
Like Ariana Grande Christmas carols?
Yes. And then Mariah Carey. Obviously. And then back to Ariana. Always. Yeah, we'll just work on
this. I've got a whole mix.
Yeah, great. Love that.
My next one, and this is in a non-sadistic way, is having my head underwater. Like putting my head underwater when I go for a swim.
Yeah, no.
Not so much in a pool because of all the chlorine and stuff, but there's something so cathartic to me about having my head like diving under a wave in the ocean or like I just got back from the Northern Territory and there was all these little rock pools that we swam in the National Park. And just going under that fresh, clean water. I don't know what it is. It's like a little mini baptism or something. But I just love that. I just feel so fresh and holy. Definitely not holy.
Yeah, no, I don't really like that.
Okay.
But I appreciate it. I respect it.
Thank you.
It's cool. You do you. This is one thing I really love, and I had it today. Really crunchy, thick sourdough toast.
Ooh,
like, you know when it's like a really good... Do you know actually where it has really good sourdough? Campos down the road.
Really?
Yeah, their avocado toast. They have really good toast. They have just the right amount of avocado. They put that like dukkha, olive oil. Dukkha. Oh, such a good time. But do just you know, like the right amount, like the right thickness of sourdough toast is crucial.
Do you know what is so funny? Mm. One of the things I have on my list is when you buy a loaf of fresh sourdough and you cut the little nub and end off and it's crunchy but soft inside. Yes. I love eating that bit. Yeah. My boyfriend cuts it off for me and like leaves it for me if I'm not here so I can eat it. It's like so good.
Do you eat it by itself or do you put butter on it?
If it's just the nubbin, I call it the nubbin. I just eat it by itself because if it's like super fresh from like that day, by itself because I just really, really appreciate it. But then if I have toast, I'll have it with like avocado or butter or Vegemite or whatever it is.
I wish they would invent bread that would stay soft like that.
I know.
I mean, but then they would fuck with it. Or like mini loaves. So you could just buy a new one every day and it was like fresh.
That's what I think too. Because you buy a loaf for a weekend and you don't even use half. And then...
And then it's not fresh anymore. You have to put it in the freezer and then it's
The most game-changing sourdough is olive sourdough.
Oh, so good. Oh. I don't even like olives, but I love olive sourdough.
It's salty and
I'm here for it. If there's a massive chunk of olive, I'll pull it out, but I love the flavor. Yeah. I definitely can get behind that.
So on board that. That's a good one. Mm. I only have two left.
Oh, okay.
A walk along a waterfront.
I had that on my list.
Did you?
Cute.
I have always been so spoiled. I feel like in the last couple of places I've lived in, they've always been close to the water.
Mm.
And I just find, I don't know, something about walking near the water, again, it's very meditative for me.
Yeah.
Like it's... and I've only gotten super, super, super into walking since COVID started and the gyms closed. Like I've always enjoyed walking, but it was something I maybe did once or twice a week. But now every day, non-negotiably, I go for a big walk.
Yeah. I love that. There's, I can't remember the fact. It's something about like people who spend more time near like open bodies of water are like happier. It's something about like positive ions in the air or something. You're probably not into it because it sounds a bit woo woo.
No, but I like that.
It's like studied that people that live like a certain distance away from like large bodies of water, like it could be oceans, rivers, lakes, any of that, it's like they have like a higher percentage of like happiness or like a lower rate of anxiety and depression and stuff like that. So, you know, move to the beach. Well, you live near the river.
I do.
So do you walk along there? Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Literally every single day.
Yeah, I lived here, I would do that all the time too. Like all the way up to New Farm Park. Yeah. I'd walk through the jasmine flowers. I'd get to the jacarandas and then I'd loop around and go back and it's like ticking us.
Or you can go the other way down, all the way down to Portside.
I haven't done it that way.
It's lovely.
We should do that next time.
Lots of water. Let's.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yours.
All right. This one's a bit cute, but traveling with my boyfriend.
Aww.
Which I'm sad that I can't do, but like...
And you had a big trip planned too, didn't you?
Yeah, we were going to do Europe again and do like a winter trip this time. We're going to go to Scandinavia. He was like showing me all this cool shit like in like Denmark. Cool, like you sleep in igloos and they're like clear, like kind of...
I've seen photos of that.
And so you sleep under the northern lights and I don't know. It's like, it's so rare to find something like... Not like, I don't know. You know how so many people fight with their partners when they're traveling? We get along the best when we travel. Mm. And it's not, I don't know, we just have such a similar travel style and we love doing the same stuff. And like, yeah, he kind of makes me slow down because I'm such a planner and a go, go, go person. So he makes me slow down, whereas like he can be a bit of a sloth. So then I push him to be more adventurous.
It's like the best combination.
Yeah, we just never fight. Really well. We did like 8 weeks in Europe together last year, like living in each other's pockets and like didn't even fight once. And it's just the best time. And I'm just like, I miss it. We're going to do a road trip though over Christmas.
Oh,
and
we
like,
definitely should.
Yeah, I think we're going to do around a month, like Christmas, New Year's and like most of Jan.
So fun. Where?
Well, it was meant to be all around Australia. First it was like, oh, we can't go to Europe. We'll do a van trip all around Australia. And then it's like, okay, well, the borders still haven't opened. So TBC, if they're opened, we want to drive down to Melbourne and visit my family for Christmas, which will be really good. And then like come back up and do like north. I want to go all the way up to the very tip of Australia, like what's it called, Cape York. They have awesome like waterfalls and yeah, really cool stuff. So it'll be fun. So we haven't really planned too much. It's still you know 5-6 weeks away before we have to really think about it. We'll just kind of
I mean everything's changing so rapidly at the moment that it's like you make plans loosely, be flexible, be adaptive.
We know we're doing something. It'll be some kind of road trip, but if it's only Queensland, that's also fine. We're just kind of gonna see how things go. Whereas I'm like, okay, but can you tell me what date are we leaving and where are we going? What are some places that you want to go? And Reese is like, can you just chill? Like, this is meant to be like
a fun, relaxing
and
holiday.
Like, okay. I need that.
Classic Sammy. Yeah. My last one, drunk D&Ms.
Oh, the
I
best.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people hate them, but I love them.
Do you,
I really
okay.
love them.
Do you specifically want, like, D&Ms with someone that you know, like, 3 a.m., like, you've come home from somewhere, you both, like, you and your mate are laying on the couch just, like, out of your head chit-chatting?
No, it could
or,
be
like,
anybody.
Like, D&M in the bathroom of your new best friend?
Any.
Yeah.
Any or all of the above.
True. Great.
I just love,
love
that people are so vulnerable and just willing to talk.
Yeah.
I just think it's a really beautiful time.
I love making friends in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like drunk friends that you never see
again.
I wonder
what they're all doing now. And like, I just hope they're happy.
I know. I wonder if they ever broke up with that shitty boyfriend they were telling me about. Bless. Oh. We'll get back to that one day when we're allowed to be out again. Well, I have one more, and this is my favorite thing on the planet. The smell of blown out candles, specifically the blown out part. Because it reminds me of
birthdays. I love that. That is a good one. I'm going to put that on my list too because I am exactly the same. And I don't want to blow out that candle because it smells so good.
The candle smells good, but the blown
but
out parts are.
I completely
people
agree.
People always are like, I don't get it. And then I explain it and they're like, yeah, like it smells like birthday cakes and memories and other times that you've lit a candle or like, you know, sexy times with your partner and you blow out the candle and you're like, you know, like, I don't know. It just takes me to a place. I really enjoy it. It's a good smell.
But it's a place that we all want to be.
Yeah.
Well, do we even need to finish with advice? Because I feel like this whole episode kind of was advice.
Do a list, everyone. Don't call it a gratitude list if you're not into the woo-woo. Call it a favorite things list. Write it down. If you're having a shitty day, come back and read it. See if you can add to it. It is scientifically proven to be a massive mood booster. Help sleep better. You know, just think more positive things.
Just like listen to the Sound of Music soundtrack and then write a list in the notes section of your phone.
Love that. Don't you second guess me,
no. Confessions of a Train Wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Train Wreck Tuesday.